Next weekend is an international event called Play Music on the Porch Day. So if you go to playmusiconthe porch day.com, you will see a map that contains all of the historic places and current places that are playing music. And it's basically, it started about 10 years ago by a guy named Brian Mallman, and he formed the idea of what if one day everything stopped and we just all listened to the music. So I'm happy to be participating in that event in Grafton at my home, which I've nicknamed the Grafton House of Blues.
Now tell us, what do you plan to play and how long are you going to be playing?
Well, it's a combination of musicians who will be playing on Friday, August 30th and also Saturday, August 31st from approximately 1 until, oh, maybe 9:30 p.m. or so. And it's just an event where various local musicians will be showcasing their talents. I have some of my private students who will be playing. I have a couple blues legends who will be coming to play on my porch. So it's a full day of music coming from my porch on Grafton, Wisconsin, which is located just about 2 blocks from the old Paramount Record Factory and recording studio.
Do you have to pay to come and listen to the music, or can you just sort of hang out as long or as short a time as you like?
It is a free event, like I said, put on all around the world. You can pull up a chair, you can stand, you can park in the street, listen from your car, you can drive by and honk. It's just sort of a drop-in thing, and like I said, places all over are going to be celebrating this Play Music on the Porch Day.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. So again, it's next Friday and Saturday in Grafton at your home, which is called what
again? Well, I've nicknamed it the Grafton House of Blues. So you can read more about that on graftonhouseofblues.com. It's just my private home with a nickname and a story.
Angie, it sounds like a fun event. A lot of people are going to be joining you. And we'll see you on Friday and Saturday next weekend.
Thank you.